Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
In very short order here, Mayor Lori Lightfoot will become the new mayor. I refer to her as the mayor now because it's the right thing to do. And I hope she's getting used to the title. Does it sound funny when people say Mayor Lori Lightfoot? Are you getting used to it yet?
You know, it still kind of takes me a little bit by surprise, but I'm getting used to it increasingly.
Now, when you wake up in the morning, what's the first thing you think about in regards to work?
Well, it depends on the day, but it's usually a long list. We have a lot of planes up in the air, and I want to make sure that we have a flight plan to land them.
Well, that's why I'm optimistic about you for the city, and I think I've told you this in person, but I believe because you've lived a life of busy and a life where you've had to be organized and tackle some pretty big things, that you are going to jump in and be able to handle this big city the way it needs to be handled.
Well, look, I have to really give hats off to a tremendous team of people that have been working really, really diligently since Election Day to both understand the magnitude of the challenges that we have, working on executing on a number of different initiatives that I set forth during the course of the campaign, and also just standing up a new government, right? We're hiring a lot of new people. We're going to be bringing different voices into government. And so that's been an exciting process to go through.
So the summer surge in crime is always a concern. The other day, you had a meeting with top law enforcement officials. What can you share with us about how it's going to be handled, not just on the west side, but in the loop and everywhere?
Look, the violence that we've been experiencing all over the city is truly an epidemic. And in my view, it's a public health epidemic. So we've got to treat it like that and really start thinking about what is driving it, what's the source causes. So having that conversation is somewhat new, but it's important for us to be thinking about it in those terms. In the short term, we have to have a plan for violence this summer. We're not going to be able to do all the things that we know are necessary, like making neighborhood investments, making sure that we've got a really good, strong network of schools, neighborhood schools all across the city. Those are the things that are going to take time and focus, but we have summer upon us. So what I've been pushing in conversations, not only with law enforcement, we also had a convening of key cabinet members on Tuesday, is what is our plan? Where do we think that the violence is really going to be at its peak? What are the neighborhoods? What are the beats? And then how do we make sure that we have city resources focused and ready to mitigate what we anticipate? And how do we bring ourselves together in a coordinated fashion so that we're not just thinking about this as a law enforcement first and only plan, because it's not going to work. It hasn't been working. So we have a lot of really smart and capable people who work in different city agencies, whether it's Department of Public Health, CPS, the parks, libraries, and I'm only naming a few, but they all need to be all in, have information from the police department about where we see the hot spots evolving, come up with a specific plan so that their resources and programming over the course of the summer are particularly focused on those areas, and then be in constant communication with each other, because you go in with a plan making basic assumptions of what you think is going to happen, but invariably things change. Assumptions are off by something, or a new factor comes into play. So having a plan that is nimble and flexible enough based upon communication is going to be really important as well.
You know, Superintendent Eddie Johnson has been very open in coming on the show and talking about things, and I was very impressed with him in the Jussie Smollett case and talking about how he felt about it as an African-American male, but also his pride in the city, his concern for the city and the city being besmirched. Is he going to be your superintendent?
Well, what I've said consistently since really last year and throughout the two campaigns is the time for thinking about any leadership change is not now. I personally have a very good relationship with the superintendent. I think he's done some very good things to move the department in the right direction. But I'm not going to have that conversation with him until after the summer, and we'll see where we are. The level of violence that we've been experiencing and the police department's response to it simply has been inadequate. And I think he'd be the first to tell you that. So we need to work together in this way. We worked together previously when I was president of the police board, but this is an entirely different circumstance. And I do like him. I want him to be successful. As a city, we need him to be successful, but I'm not going to put my personal feelings ahead of making sure that we've got a leader and a leadership team that is focused on keeping our community safe.
Yeah, and I think having him on the job this summer is smart. Mayor-elect Lori Lightfoot's on the phone. Pat Brady's here. Pat, say hello.
Hey, Mayor. Congratulations. Very happy to see you in that spot. That election was a real nail-biter.
So
I think there's 50 awards. I think you won 51.
A squeaker.
But congratulations. Hey, but my question is, there's for you as a man from a management perspective, and it's not necessarily a bad thing, but there you have a, I would say, a mandate, but you got a very diverse city council. How are you going to be approaching that to get your agenda done?
Well, we've been trying to be very thoughtful about making sure that we really understand from top to bottom the nature of city council, not just the people and the chairman. But also, what do these committees actually do? What are their budgets? Who are their employees? What's their function? What's the plan for them? I'm not going to be an authoritarian mayor. I want to have a good, productive working relationship with city council. But there's a lot of questions that we still have that we're working on getting answers to. It won't surprise you that there's not a significant amount of transparency around some of the nuts and bolts related to city council. And that's true for even us, and making ask about data, which also tells me a lot about things that need to be fixed. So, look, we're engaging with people who are very supportive of us during the course of the campaign. I think I've reached out to almost every sitting city council member. I've reached out to a lot of the new people that are coming in. Those conversations are ongoing. We're going to be, you know, convening a gathering of all of the 50 aldermen that will be sworn in on May 20th ahead of inauguration. So I expect to have a good working relationship with the city council. But I also feel like, you know, unlike maybe past mayors, I don't need to have a 50-0, 49-0 vote on every matter that I put forward that goes before city council. Democracy is messy. You want to have divergent views come in. People actually deliberate and debate. And I think that that's going to be important, and I'm going to push for that because it's going to help restore the legitimacy of government and particularly the city council, that people see that we've got an actually functioning, deliberative body and not just a rubber stamp for the mayor.
Sandberg, question for Lori Lightfoot?
Lori, I've got a two-part question. First, how often did you hear since winning that the reason why people voted for you is because you came into the Steve Cochran Show during the polar vortex?
Yeah, I think that's probably what you hear constantly.
Yeah, basically every day.
Yeah, that's what I figured. My second question is, since what you have done here is historic, that also, it's amazing, but it also can open you up to be more scrutinized. And so is there anything you've told your daughter about how to handle mom maybe being picked apart more so than you were prior to being the mayor?
Well, look, I think the runoff election really prepared us as a family for what scrutiny looks like. You know, I don't have to tell you all that it was a pretty nasty and challenging time. And so having to explain to my daughter that sometimes adults lie and make things up. Sometimes people say things that are intended to be really hurtful. Those are hard conversations, but we felt like we had to have them. And also just, you know, telling her that the friends that she had are her friends. There's going to be a lot of new people that are paying attention to her, but it's important for her to really understand that the new people that may be flocking, maybe well-intentioned, but her friends that were her friends way before, you know, her mother gained a measure of notoriety, those are the people that she needs to rely upon and be careful in scrutinizing new people that are kind of flocking to her side.
Yeah, it's great parental advice. How's the transition with Mayor Emanuel?
You know, I think we've had a very good and generous conversations and engagement at the staff level. I haven't had a lot of contact with him personally, but that really hasn't been needed because there's been so much that's gotten accomplished at the staff level. You know, I think he really set the tone for, you know, generosity from the very beginning. And that process really started even before the outcome of the April 2nd election. He started and charged his department heads with making sure that they were putting together briefing materials for the incoming mayor, which have been extremely helpful. And we've used really on a daily basis in the course of the transition. I have to give credit to his chief of staff, Joe Deal,
right,
who's been very, very helpful to us and our team on a daily basis. So I think so far so good.
Well, and that's what we need to hear. So that's great. Listen, I look forward to, as we had with Mayor Emanuel, a very open door policy here with you as well to talk about the good stuff going on in the
sure.
city and the tough stuff, too. So thanks for taking the time today.
Oh, my pleasure. And I'll definitely be back.
All right. Thank you. That's Mayor-elect Lori Lightfoot.